إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My brothers, we come to the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this series of ayat of Alulil Albab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what these people say. And as we said, these are the people who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His signs. And then when they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it reinforces their iman in Allah Jalla Jalalu. So these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned that they will say, ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. They will say, ربنا إننا سمعنا. O our Rabb, verily we heard. مُنَادِي أَنْ يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. We heard the caller calling and saying to us, believe in your Rabb. آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ. Believe in your Rabb. فَآمَنَّ. And we believed. So we believed. We heard the caller calling and telling us, believe in your Rabb. So we believed. Who is the caller? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Two things to understand here. First of all, this is something which the Sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the Sahaba in this. This is what they said. But today when we read the ayah, we still read it in the same tense. We are not saying they heard. We are saying we heard. Rabbana innana samayana. Today we are not saying they heard. We are saying we heard. So how did you hear? What is the meaning of saying you heard? What did we hear in the salah today? Quran, right? What is the Quran? Quran is the nida of the munadi. Quran is the sound of the voice of the one who called. The Quran is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In whose voice did we hear this kalam? In the voice of Allah? No. In the voice of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So first thing to understand is that the voice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the words that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought to us, that Allah has preserved to the Day of Judgment. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have preserved my kalam, Allah preserved the words of the kalam, Allah preserved the meanings of the kalam, Allah preserved the instructions that went with the kalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved all of that in the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we heard the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Quran al-Kareem is the biggest hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, people, this is the problem with arguing with Jahilun. There is no sense. Anyone who has any ilm, if he says, I don't believe in hadith, I believe only in Quran. That's a nonsensical statement because Quran is hadith. Quran is hadith. Hadith is anything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us. So who did the Quran come from? بِسَوْتِ الْقَارِي مَا إِسْمُ قَارِي Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the point is to understand this, that the words of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we heard from the voice and from the tongue of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so that tense of this ayat, we heard, is still true and will be true to the Day of Judgment. Second thing is to also understand that the voice actually, in terms of listening to the sound of the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have not heard. We have not heard. And therefore, the dua I always make whenever I read this ayat, I say, oh Allah, they heard the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they believed. We believe without hearing the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So have mercy on us. And this is also in line with the hadith of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of judgment I will be with my brothers. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we are your brothers. They said, he said, you are my Sahaba, you are my companions, Allah has given you a special position. My brothers are those who will come after me and who will believe in me without having seen me. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us in that definition. Those who believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without seeing him, those who loved him without knowing him, those who accepted his call without having heard his voice. We ask Allah to include us among them, inshallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these people, they say, oh Allah, we heard him saying, believe in your Rabb, and we believed. And then they make this dua. The three parts of this dua. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana. Oh Allah, forgive our dhunub, forgive our sins, forgive our mistakes. Wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina. And bury our crimes. Between dhunub and sayyi'at, there's a difference of degree. Both are sins, but generally the way it is understood is that dhunub are the minor sins and sayyi'at are the major sins. Those crimes which you commit knowingly, that you know it is wrong, still you do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word there, وَكَفِّرَنَّ سَيِّئَاتِنَا. To bury them. That is, there should be no sign of it also. It's not just cover as in putting a cover over something. Completely remove it. وَكَفِّرَنَّ سَيِّئَاتِنَا. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Oh Allah, let us die with the righteous. What is the meaning of die with the righteous? Which is the only situation in which you actually die with the righteous? Which means the righteous are with you and they are also dying. What is the situation? Jihad fi sabilillah. Jihad fi sabilillah. Wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. His dua that, oh Allah, I should die a shaheed. I should die as shaheed, jihad fi sabilillah, with the mujahideen. That's the only situation. There's no other situation where you can die with the righteous. You can die in the presence of the righteous. The righteous can be around you. They can be watching over you. You can be dying with people who are good people, who are looking after you, or who are watching you and maybe making dua for you and so on and so forth. But that is not the dua. The dua is, وَتَوَفَّنَا Ma'al abrar. Die with the righteous. Die with meaning what? Supposing I am saying, oh Allah, I want to go with him in the car. So what does it mean? Where is he? Is he standing there watching me going? No, he is with me in the car. Being with means what? Being with means being in the same state. Not standing in some other state. So if I say, I want to die with you, what does it mean? It means you and I die together. You are also dying. Dying with the righteous is what? وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Abrar, people who are greatly righteous, people who are the people of Bir. People of Bir, highest level of piety with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what did Allah say about this birr? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never reach the level of birr until you spend in the path of Allah that which you love the most. What do we love the most? What do we love absolutely the most? Eh? Your own life. Your own life. You love your life more than you love anything else. This is human nature. This is human nature. Some years ago, when there was the fire in Mina, one of my relatives was also there. And she said that with great difficulty they managed to run and they climbed a hill. And she said that she saw there was a man who had his old mother in a wheelchair. And he was pushing her and trying to run. And remember, imagine there is a huge fire and there are thousands of people who are trying to escape. He's pushing his mother and running. She said at one point he left her and ran away. Now it's very easy to find fault with that and say, what kind of a son is that? You know, he left his mother to die and he ran away. Put yourself in that situation. Put yourself in that situation. I'm not saying every one of you will run, but don't be surprised. May Allah protect you and me from such tests. Mother, do not be surprised.
Mother is witness of that incident.
Leo. There you are. Here is a witness of the incident. They said, we saw this.
Dr. Zafar Pilgrami,
Ji.
वो पहाड़ के टीले पे चढ़ गए और उनकी अहिया थोड़ी हेल्दी थी.
हाँ.
Try to pull her.
Pull her.
On top. लेकिन उन्हें नहीं आ सके.
हाँ.
तो that lady died in her arms.
In his arms. SubhanAllah. Lot of tests. The point is, you love the life the most. So what is Allah saying in this ayah? لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never reach the level of piety, of that level of piety of birr, until you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that which you love the most. And that is why the position of the shuhada, because they give that which they love the most. And that is the dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Oh Allah, allow me to die with those who have reached that position of birr, who have given that in your path which they love the most, and who you have counted among the abrar. Who will make this dua? Al-ulil al-bab. People of intelligence, people of understanding, people who know what the haqqaiq are, people who are not mesmerized by the dunya, people who are not fooled by the world, who see the reality of life, who are able to distinguish between right and wrong, who are able to distinguish between better and worse, not just right and wrong, among two good things, which is the better thing, which is the thing which will give me more reward, not something which is also good, but you know. That is the meaning of al-ulil albab. People who understand, people who know. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among the ulil albab. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.